नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 Chapter 23, text 11, 12, 13, and 14. There's no purport to 11, 12, and 13, so I'll read that, and 14 we'll read together. Text 11 and 12. Sri Suku Vacha Agyam Bhagavato Rajan Parado Balinasa Padram Ityamala Pragyo Murni Adhaya Kritanjali Parikramyadi Purusham Sarvashura Chamupatihi Pranatastad Anugyata Pravivesha Mahavilam. Translation. Srila Sukadev Goswami said, accompanied by Bali Maharaj, my dear King Parikit, Prahlad Maharaj, the master of all the chiefs of the demons, took the Supreme Lord's order on his head with folded hands. After saying yes to the Lord, circumambulating him and offering him respectful obeisances, he entered the lower planetary system known as Sutala. Text 13. Ataho shanasham rajan harir narayano tike asinam hrit vijam madye sadasi brahmavadinam. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan, thereafter addressed Sukracharya, who was sitting nearby in the midst of the assembly with the priests Brahmam, Hota, Udgata, and Advaryu. Omar Parikit, these priests were all Brahmavadis, followers of the Vedic principles for performing sacrifice. Text 14. Brahman Santanu Shishyasya Karma Chidram Vitanvataha Yatat Karma Suvai Samyam Brahmadrishtam samam bhavet Brahman santanu shishyasya Karma chidram vitan vataha Yatat karma suvai samyam Brahmadrishtam samam bhavet Brahman santanu shishyasya Karma chidram vitan vataha Yatat karma suvai samyam Brahmadrishtam samam bhavet. Brahma santanu shishasya karma chidram vitan vataha yatat karma suvai samyam Brahma drishtam samam bhavet Brahma santanu shishasya Brahmatanvataha Pai Samyam Mamadrishtam Samhambhavet Brahman Santanu Shishyasya Dharmachidram Vatanvataha Yatat karma suvai samyam Brahmadrishtam samam bhavet मम संतनु शिष्यस्य मम चित्रं वतन्वतः तत्कर्मसु वैषम्यं ब्रह्मद्विष्टं समं भवेत् मम संतनु शिष्यस्य कर्मच्छिद्रं वतन्वतः यत्तत्कर्मसु वैषम्यं ब्रह्मद्विष्टं समं भवेत् मम संतनु शिष्यस्य मम छिद्रं वतन्वतः यत्तत्कर्मसु वैषम्यं ब्रह्मद्विष्टं मातुजीस् ब्रह्मन् संतनु शिष्यस्य कर्मच्छिद्रं वतन्वतः यत्तत्कर्मसु वैषम्यं ब्रह्मद्विष्टं समं भवेत् ब्रह्मन् संतनु शिष्यस्य कर्मच्छिद्रं वतन्वतः यत्तत्कर्मसु वैषम्यं ब्रह्मद्विष्टं समं भवेत् ब्रह्मन् संतनु शिष्यस्य मम चित्रं वतन्वतः यत्तत्कर्मसु वैषम्यं ब्रह्मद्विष्टं समं भवेत् ब्रह्मन् O Brahmana, Santanu, please describe Shishyasya of your disciple Karmachidram, the discrepancies in the fruitive activities. Vitanvataha of he who was performing sacrifices. Yatat, that which, karamasu, in the fruit of activities, vaisamyam, discrepancy, brahmadrishtam, when it is judged by the brahmanas, samam, equipoise, bhavet, it so becomes. Translation. O best of the Brahmanas, Sukracharya, please describe the fault or discrepancy in your disciple Bali Maharaj, who engaged in performing sacrifices. This fault will be nullified when judged in the presence of qualified Brahmins. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj departed for the planet Sutala, Lord Vishnu asked Sukracharya what the fault was in Bali Maharaj for which Sukracharya had cursed him. It might be argued that since Bali Maharaj had now left the scene, how could his faults be judged? In reply to this, Lord Vishnu informed Sukracharya that there was no need for Bali Maharaj's presence, for his faults and discrepancies could be nullified if judged before the brahmanas. As will be seen in the next verse, Bali Maharaj had no faults. Sukracharya had unnecessarily cursed him. Nonetheless, this was better for Bali Maharaj. Being cursed by Sukracharya, Bali Maharaj was deprived of all his possessions, with the result that the Supreme Personality of Godhead favored him for his strong faith in devotional service. Of course, a devotee is not required to engage in fruitive activities. As stated in the Shastra, Sarvahanam Achyutejya, Srimad Bhagavatam 4.31.14. By worshipping Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one satisfies everyone. Because Bali Maharaj had satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there were no discrepancies in his performance of sacrifices. Brahman santanu shishyasya karma chidram vitanbataha yat tat karma suvai samyam brahma jushtam samambhavat. O best of the Brahman Sukracharya, please describe the fault or discrepancy in your disciple Bali Maharaj who engaged in performing sacrifices. This fault will be nullified when judged in the presence of qualified brahmanas. Om ajnana timirandasya yananjana shalakaya chaksuru miritam jena tasmai sri gurave namah. I was born in darkness of ignorance and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So there's another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarvam karoti nischidram anusam kirtanam tava. Anyone know the first line? Arjita? The last two lines are the most important. It means there may be a discrepancy in the performance of activity. Mantratas chantuchas chidram desa kalarha bastuna sarvam karoti nischidram anusang kirtanam tava. Mantratas tantratas chidram. There may be a discrepancy in the mantra chanting. Just like if we go to foreign countries, people sometimes cannot pronounce the word Hare Krishna the way it's supposed to be pronounced. Or they may not be able to pronounce the Sanskrit properly. Those of you who are from India, when you hear the gringos, Americans, chant the mantras, I'm sure you're like, oh my God, what are they saying? We're chanting 1,000 names of Vishnu, one or 1,000 names of Radha, 1,000 names of Lord Chaitanya. One Indian scholar came up to me and asked me, what were you reciting? That was Sanskrit? I was Sanskrit, Bengali, whatever. Mantratas, tantratas. There may be a discrepancy in the tantra. Chidram, desa, in the time. Kalarha, desa means place. Desa, kalarha, in the time. Vastuna, and the circumstance. There may be discrepancy in the time, the place, the circumstance. Sarvam karoti nischidram. But all discrepancies are cast away, are finished. Anu samkirtanam tava. When, O my Lord, your holy name is chanted. This came up in 1975. I think few of us were there. Srila Prabhupada was opening the Krishna Balaram temple. Marjdas, you were there? In Vrindavan. The grand opening of Krishna Balaram temple. Devotees were performing yajnas. They were chanting 24-hour kirtan. Mantras were being chanted by Americans and Europeans, mostly. And there were some seeming discrepancies. The local Brahmins were criticizing. Actually, they criticized. But Srila Prabhupada said, sarvam karoti nischidram anu sankirtanam tava. Because we're chanting Hare Krishna mantra unceasingly, constantly, all these discrepancies in the mantra pronunciation, in the time, the place, the manner, all these Brahminical discrepancies. Because don't forget, we are ISKCON Brahmins. That's a little different than the old-time Vedic Brahmins. Just like an old-time Vedic Vanaprastha, some of us, some of you, are claiming to be Vanaprastas, they would wear tree bark. So my question to you is, where's your tree bark? You're Vanaprastha, you're not, and you have to go to the forest, and you live in the cottage, and if people bring you prasadam, you eat. And if they don't bring you prasadam, you don't eat. Brahmachari also. In old Vedic times, the spiritual master calls you to take prasadam, you take prasadam. If the spiritual master forgets to call you, you fast. But we are ISKCON brahmacharis. The temple president is always calling, come and eat, come and take prasad. He's the representative of Prabhupada. The cooks are making enough for everyone to eat up to the neck and waddle like a duck. Just for breakfast. So there may be discrepancy in the mantra, in the tantra, in the time, place, and manner. But because we're chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, because there's sincerity, because one is serious and sincere, then all of these discrepancies are forgiven. Just like Lord Vishnu was asking Sukracharya, you say there's some problem, tell me what is that discrepancy? What is the problem you see? He surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He gave the upper planetary system, lower planetary system, and ultimately his own head. So where is the discrepancy? This is our business. There are discrepancies. Sometimes we're not washing properly, or even in our chanting japa, we may not be 100% attentive. So many discrepancies in performing the deity worship. Prabhupada said at one time, if I told you all the rules, Prabhupada, can you give us all the rules and regulations? Prabhupada said, be clean and punctual. Later the devotee said, Prabhupada, can you give us all the rules and regulations? Prabhupada said, if I gave you all the rules and regulations, you would faint. You can't handle all the rules and regulations of deity worship. So in this way, in Vrindavan, Prabhupada had 24-hour kirtan. Because perhaps there were some discrepancies on the Westerner's ability. That was in 1975. So most devotees that were very senior had been in the movement for 5 or 6 years. I know myself and Savas, we were senior devotees by that time because we had been in the movement almost 2 years. And people moved out of the way more than now after 43 years, 44 years. 2 years you were senior, man. Somebody was a year and a month, junior. Wasn't it? Very much so. So because everyone was chanting, even though there were discrepancies, the yajna was going on, Western devotees were chanting the mantras they had just learned, Vishnu Sahasranam, Purusha Shukta, which requires a whole, the Purusha Shukta is recited in with particular pitch and tone that one has to be careful, because if you mispronounce, then the whole mantra becomes nullified. Sahasra sireka purushaha sahasraksha sahasrapata sabhumi gung sarvatasa pretat vyate asistat dasangulam. And I made probably, of those of you who are from India, or especially North India, and no Purusha Shukta, probably 15 mistakes there. So there may be discrepancy. But because the Maha Mantra is being chanted, because the devotees were serious and sincere, Srila Prabhupada knew, I've taken these men. One time he gave a class in India. It was a very profound lecture. Prabhupada said, I have taken all these men from the class of puppies and tuppies. None of them have any brain. There were 4,000 of us. And Srila Prabhupada complimented us. None of them have any, except maybe, and Prabhupada named one person. Maybe he has brain. Not for sure. Wasn't it? Little brain. Maybe. He was managing the entire BBT worldwide, and he was managing L.A., Western headquarters. Prabhupada said, maybe he has little brain. Otherwise, none of you have any brain. I have had to take from the tapis and the papis. Papi means sinful. Grossly sinful. And papi, tapi means false renunciate. I'm very renounced. I'm very free from this material world. And actually, in my heart, I'm totally attached to this material world. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada made a seva. Today is the day, BBT only day. Only BBT day. Prabhupada made so many sevas. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padra Sevanam. I've told the story before that we had a sign in the St. Louis Temple. If you can't afford prasad, you can get some by engaging in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Sweepanam, Mapanam. Practical engagement. Vishnu. Yajnavai Vishnu. So, Srila Prabhupada engaged us in so many activities. But main activity that he promoted for those that were there, our God sisters and God brothers, when Srila Prabhupada was on the planet, was the distribution of his books. And he was very keen on the growth and maintenance and growth of his Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. He even said at one time that all the temples may go, but the books will remain. Prabhupada at one time called them the brainwash books, because people were saying that we're brainwashing. And Prabhupada said, yes, your brain needs washing. We're washing your brain from materialistic life. So therefore, if you let me read this letter, Savas Prabhu read it this morning, we'll read it one more time. You didn't get to read it? Okay, so this is the reading. This is called BBT Only Day, March 14th, 2015. The letter was March 14th, 1974, which was just 41 short years ago. Memorandum to all ISKCON centers. My dear disciples, please accept my blessings. Now that our ISKCON is growing into a huge worldwide organization, it has come to my attention that sometimes centers are printing my literature, taking collection, and spending all outside the jurisdiction of the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. This must not go on. I specifically formed the BBT to invest in it exclusive rights for the printing of all literature containing my teachings, writings, and lectures. In this way, the collections are to be divided 50% for printing new books and 50% for construction of temples. The BBT can authorize the center to print, as in the case of foreign translations, with the agreement when the foreign printing becomes financially solvent, they will pay royalties to the BBT. But all printing of ISKCON literature must be by the BBT or under their sanction and approval. If the temples print independently, it will be at the cost of the books I am myself printing and could eventually cause the financial ruin of the BBT, meaning I could not order new books from the printer or have sufficient funds for constructions of temple projects. I trust this is now clear and you will all do the needful. If you have any questions in this matter, you can write me directly or consult with the GBC representative. Your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So this was in the early days of ISKCON, kind of after BBT was formed, not that early. I was in one temple in Seattle. At one point, they didn't have enough money to pay for their book bill. So the president decided to make a magazine called Krishna Katha. He wrote it, typed it out. We didn't even have computers in 1973. He made copies in a copy machine, stapled it. We went on Sankirtan, and we were passing out Krishna Katha, which was more or less a lecture by the temple president of the day, whose name we shall not mention. Somehow, this went to Srila Prabhupada because other temples around the world were starting to engage in this activity also. Not distributing Prabhupada's books, but making their own. And Srila Prabhupada became very upset and wrote this defining letter that stated, my BBT, this is the authoritative publisher of books. Someone may write their own Gita, this Bhagavad Gita or that book that has not been authorized by Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, and therefore we don't distribute that. Actually, we shouldn't read them. Until you've read all the BBT books at least half a dozen times, six times. There's no need to read any other literature. Sometimes devotees would go to Prabhupada and say, Srila Prabhupada, I want to read such and such Nilamani book by the Gaudiya Math. Prabhupada said, we have everything in our books. You just read our books. There's no need to read any other books. So not only we only read our books, but what to speak, Srila Prabhupada made it very clear here, we only distribute our BBT literature. Srila Prabhupada formed the BBT for the purpose of building his ISKCON and making people Krishna conscious all over the world. Therefore, many devotees you'll meet. There are a few in this temple, Savas Prabhu is one of them, who have dedicated their life to the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. Therefore, when there's an activity, the Mayavadi, they want to negate sense gratification and negate material opulence. But because the soul is active by nature, they can't negate. They have to engage. They can't become zero. They have to engage. Srila Prabhupada gave us engagement. Dedicate your life to the distribution of my books. We received one letter at the Spokane World's Fair. I think many devotees here were there. I know Naikatma Prabhu was there. Savas Prabhu was there. I'm not sure. Maharaj Das, you were there? Spokane World's Fair. 1974. We were all doing Sankirtan. They invited Srila Prabhupada to come and speak. Prabhupada said that in a letter to the president and the Sankirtan leader, that by distributing my books, it'll be as good as me personally being there. Just make sure, Prabhupada said, that every man and woman in the United States gets a book. Can you imagine how many people in the United States? 300 million? How many books we distribute a year? 1 million? So we have 300 years to reach 300 million, but they'll all be gone and there'll be four more generations of people to distribute books to. Their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-great-grandchildren. So what a mission. Prabhupada said, follow such and such authority and fulfill my mission that every man and woman in the United States gets a book. So Prabhupada gave us a mission, a big mission, that to fulfill, one would have to eat, sleep, drink 24 hours in a day the order of the spiritual master. This is devotional service. Because when one thinks of only devotional service and pleasing the spiritual master, then the sense gratification, the fruit of activities, they all go down. It isn't automatic just by chanting. One has to fill the consciousness with seva, because we're praying, oh my Lord, oh energy of the Lord, give me some big seva. Let me serve you. Let me engage in your service. And then someone says, Prabhu, can you please sweep the temple? No. I'm busy chanting. Can you help us clean the book? No. We're praying for Seva. Therefore, when the spiritual master and his representative give us Seva, this should be our life and soul. Prabhupada has given us BBT Seva. Distribute my books profusely. So many orders he gave. Double this year, book distribution. Double again, book distribution. Double again. We're trying to do 10% every year, North American GBC and presidents. Struggling. But that's good. That's increase. Prabhupada said at least maintain. So this is our life. Our spiritual master has given us instructions. He has given us the order. The more we stay fixed on that order, the more we advance in our spiritual life. And the more we'll be able to influence others in their spiritual life. But if we give up, or if we think, well, I like this printing of Bhagavad Gita by this English devotee that is not authorized by BBT. He's written Gita. It's a little easier to understand, my God, than Srila Prabhupada's Gita. Then your spiritual life is going downhill rapidly. Our spiritual master has given us everything in his books. If we study and become expert in his books and we distribute his books profusely, just like in this temple, then we'll be safe and we'll be happy. But if we think we need something else, what about the books of so-and-so Maharaj? What about the Gaudiya Math? What about a topical book? And that by ISKCON author, that's okay. But outside ISKCON, not approved by BBT, disallowed. We just finished doing the taxes for BBT. Took 3 days. They try to trick you every question. Every year they change it. Even Judah Karma was watching. One of the questions is, have you received any money from a tanning institute, from tanning services, wasn't it? Oh, spend any money on tan? I thought it was receive. No, we just went in the sun. It was free. We went on Rath Yatra and got very tan. They ask insane questions. And if you make a mistake, they send it back to you and it's called disallowed. This is not allowed. So in our Krishna consciousness movement, activities not in conjunction with ISKCON and the BBT, they are disallowed. And if we float in that direction, we're floating away from the order of our spiritual master. But if we stay very strict to Srila Prabhupada's instruction, to Srila Prabhupada's order, and to the mission of our Gurudev, then our life becomes very blissful and dedicated. No matter what, Srila Prabhupada, at the end of his days, Jayadwaita was holding the microphone, tape recorder was right there. Srila Prabhupada was translating 10th Canto, Part 3. Can you imagine? Kidney failure, liver failure, day that he was leaving, November 1377. He's still translating Srimad Bhagavatam to the very last breath. What does that mean for us? We get some sprained ankle, I can't do my service. I get a cough, I think I'm going to have to stay home for a few weeks. No, we should be ready no matter what. As we get older, Krishna will provide. Maya will provide under Krishna's direction. Different impediments. But like our spiritual master, fight to the last breath. Be dedicated to the Sankirtan mission, to Srila Prabhupada's BBT, to the last breath. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Here you go. Aja. Oops, we lost it.
They would have had you give, but it was a special reading of BBT only. Today's a special day.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit.